Patrick Saunders is our Rockies insider. He is presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And Patrick, a lot of questions about the Rockies, most of them on the trade front. First of all, when you hear names like Charlie Blackmon and Germán Márquez bandied about, didn't Bud Black say a few weeks ago he had been told that Márquez is absolutely untouchable? I assume that's still the case. But is Charlie Blackmon untouchable?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right about Germán Márquez. Bud Black said it. Interim GM Bill Schmidt reiterated to me just last week. Yeah, they're not trading Germán Márquez. Charlie Blackmon, I don't know where those rumors have come from. I don't see it at all. One, he has player options. In other words, he can control his own destiny here in the next 2 years. Charlie's still a decent pro, but come on. He's not a power hitter anymore. He only has 5 home runs this year.
Right.
I don't see any team picking up Charlie Blackmon's contract from the Rockies, even for half a season.
Yeah.
Because he's still owed 2 years,
right,
with players' options. That makes absolutely no sense for the Rockies to move Charlie Blackmon.
And they'd have, we get back to the Nolan thing where they had to send $50 million along with Nolan to St. Louis. They'd have to pick up themselves, wouldn't they, if they were to move Charlie Blackmon, a fairly healthy share of that contract? No team's
exactly
going to pay that by itself.
No,
they're going to ask
no,
the Rockies to chip in.
No, exactly. And Charlie's hitting for an okay average. I think he's up in the 270s now.
Right.
But he's not hitting for power. He's not the speed leadoff guy he was in 17, I think it was, when he hits so terrifically from the leadoff spot. So, no, I think the Rockies are just going to have to, Charlie Blackmon's going to be their senior guy in the clubhouse here for at least a couple more years.
Patrick, when you look at Trevor Story, there's been lots of talks this season about him getting moved, and kind of I'm looking at reports now saying that it looks like he's not going to get moved. Is this just the Rockies laying an egg? Should they have tried to move him at the start of the season or a long time ago? Because now we're hearing there's really no market out there for Trevor Story.
Well, I wouldn't say there's no market for him. I talked to some folks just the other day, and from what I've been told, 6 to 8 teams is what I was told, were at least inquiring, right? And I'm not saying they were making a trade happen, but they're at least inquiring. So there's interest. But to your bigger point, if the Rockies had been proactive and had been bold, they should have won, known that Trevor Story was very unlikely to remain with the Rockies and re-sign when he becomes a free agent or before that. So, they should have been aware of that and probably should have been proactive and traded him, maybe last winter. But there's also a question of optics here, and the Rockies are big on optics. And it's one of the reasons they get in the mess with Trevor and with Nolan. And the Rockies tend to fall in love with their star players and their draws because that's kind of the way Dick Monfort sees this. And Trevor Story is one of their draws. He's a fan favorite. He's a good player. He's a good teammate. And to be fair to the Rockies, Dick Monfort was on the record saying that they were really going to try to re-sign Trevor Story to a long-term deal. But that was before COVID, and COVID changed the playing field for a lot of teams, not just the Rockies. So to be fair on that front, COVID threw a wrench into a lot of teams' long-term plans. So, I think the Rockies, sometimes their long-term game plan raises huge question marks. Nobody planned on COVID, and I think that really messed them up regarding Trevor Story.
John Gray is the other name that gets bandied about, and maybe of all the guys we've talked about, he's the most likely to be moved. Is part of the thinking on that from the Rockies' point of view that, hey, this talking about the Nolan trade being a disaster, well, Gomber's had a good year when he hasn't been hurt, came back the other day and pitched well. And you have Gomber to essentially replace Gray in the rotation now, top of the rotation.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The best thing about the Rockies right now is the rotation.
Yes.
Right. It is, without question. I mean, they have a chance to be the best, at least numerically, statistically, the best rotation in team history. And that includes John Gray, and now that Austin Gomber's back, and Chichi Gonzalez is he's the weak link in the rotation,
yeah.
He would be back as a long relief guy. So the question about John Gray is this, and there has been some talk about trying to re-sign John Gray to a long-term deal, maybe 3 years. And I believe, at least what John has told me, he'd be open to that. But are the Rockies, you know, are they going to do that? Or is somebody going to make them, you know, an offer they can't refuse? I was listening, watching The Godfather the other day, so pardon me. you know, if somebody comes at John Gray, and I think he is in a very good place in his career right now, and they give the Rockies prospects, and I'm talking prospects that are, you know, maybe a year or two away, not somebody who's 4 years away, they've got to listen, because there's no guarantees that John Gray is going to re-sign here, even though publicly he has said he's open to that fact. But I do think of all the trade chips on the table right now for the Rockies, John Gray is probably the one who's going to draw the most interest in the coming days.
Mm. Patrick, last one from me. Bud Black's future, in jeopardy at all, or do you think that he remains the manager for the Rockies?
I think he remains. He has 1 year left on his deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been able to talk to Buddy recently because he's on the COVID protocol.
Right.
No indication yet when he comes back. Yeah, he's got 1 year left on his deal. I think the Rockies liked Bud Black, the teacher, Bud Black, the developer, and that's the stage they're in now. But there's this, Orlando. A lot depends on what happens with the front office.
Sure.
If the Rockies make a bold move and they clean house and they do not re-up Bill Schmidt, the interim GM, well, the new GM, if the Rockies go outside the organization, may want to just do everything his own way. And a lot of times that includes a new manager. I mean, when Jeff Breidich took over, he went with Walt Weiss for 2 years, but it was clear from almost the beginning that Walt Weiss was not his guy. Sometimes a new GM will come in and say, listen, Bud Black's a pro. I like him, but that's not who I want. If Bill Schmidt becomes the permanent GM, and there are indications the Rockies might go in that direction at the end of the year,
yep,
then I think the chances are very good that Bud Black stays around for at least one more year. And then after that, I don't know. You'd have to find out if Bud Black even wants to stay managing. I imagine he does. He loves it.
Yeah.
But this is a very tiring gig. You know, it's a frustrating gig. And, you know, I think Bud Black has done, you know, given what he has to work with, I think he's done a good job. I'm not saying he's perfect, but part of the reason the Rockies pitching core starting rotation is so good is because of Bud Black.
Yes.
He's not the guy who didn't give this team any offense to work with. That's not on him. I mean, this team is going to go down, is on track right now to not only have one of the worst offenses in team history, they are on pace to hit fewer home runs than any team in Rockies history since the 1993 inaugural squad.
Right.
That's how light they are on the home run. So, you know, I'm not saying Bud Black doesn't make some curious moves sometimes. He does. But I would challenge anybody to say, okay, bring in X, Y, or Z and see if they can turn this team around on their own. And I would say they couldn't.
You know what I say about Bud Black? First 2 years, they're in the playoffs. And this year, next to the Dodgers, their starters have thrown more innings than any other staff in the National League. That's what I'd say about Bud Black. You bring him back. I agree with you. If they stay in-house with Schmidt, Bud Black's coming back and serving out the final year of his contract next year, if he chooses to do so. And he may have a different notion than that, as you suggest. Thanks, Patrick, as always.
Okay, guys. Patrick.
We appreciate it. That's Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, a Rockies insider, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. Tom Brady had some interesting things to say in his town meeting interview on Sirius XM Radio last night with our friend Jim Gray. One of those things made him sound an awful lot like Michael Jordan. What could Brady have said that would make him sound like Jordan? We'll tell you next.